So many forces work woe in this world. So many powers vie for control. But you rule above all others. Save us, O God. So many leaders would claim our loyalty. So many voices would speak for our souls. Overrule them, O God. Take up your power and reign in our hearts. Call us and equip us to serve you for the sake of your reign of grace. Speak to us now that we may hear your word, be awakened and changed and follow. Amen. A reading from Jeremiah. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people. It is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doings, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up David, a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. The word of God for the people of God. Let us read together from the letter to the Colossians. I pray that you will lead lives worthy of the beloved, fully pleasing to God, that you will bear fruit in every good work and grow in knowing God.
May we be made strong with all the strength that comes from God's glorious power, which prepares us to endure everything with patience.
Joyfully give thanks to the Holy One, who has enabled you to shine with the light all God's beloved ones inherit.
God has risen us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the realm of love, in whom our sins are forgiven and our lives are made complete.
Christ is the visible appearance of the invisible God, the beloved older brother of all creation.
All things in heaven and on earth were created in Christ, invisible and invisible, rulers and powers, systems and empires. Everything created through Christ for Christ.
Christ became before anything, and in Christ everything holds together. Christ is the head, and the church is the body.
Christ is our source of life, has turned even death into a birth. So Christ is first in every way.
In Christ, God is completely present.
Through Christ, God reconciles us to God, all of us, and everything on earth and in heaven. Peace and dying on the cross.
The word of God for the people of God.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from Luke's gospel in the 23rd chapter. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified Jesus with two criminals, one on his right, one on his left. Jesus said, "Abba, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." They cast lots for his clothes. People stood by and watched. The leaders harassed him and said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he really is the Messiah, the chosen one of God." The soldiers also mocked him, came up with sour wine and offered it to him and said, "Save yourself if you really are the King of the Jews." There was an inscription above his head that said, "The King of the Jews." One of the criminals that was crucified with him berated him and said, "Listen, aren't you the Messiah? Well, then save yourself and us too." And the other one said, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same condemnation? But we are justly receiving punishment for our deeds. This man has done nothing wrong." And then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, if Jesus really was a king, he did not have much to show for it. He had no territory, no subjects, no laws, no army, no courts, no political power whatsoever. Wow, talking about losing the election. Whoa. Looked pretty dark. Pretty bad for Jesus. It's an odd time for somebody who's being tortured to death with him to talk about his kingdom, for Jesus to talk about paradise in the middle of such evil. There are times when the world is like that. There are times when our lives are like that, when chaos and darkness seems to just be let loose in the world. There are times when it seems like greed and hatred and love have been given power in the world. Seems sometimes like meanness is the law of the land. Sometimes in the world around us or in our own lives, there's just so much darkness and chaos that it's hard to believe that Christ is in charge of anything at all. But we forget that our story is a story about darkness and chaos. It's where we come from. In the beginning, the world was formless and void, darkness and chaos. And God said, "Let there be light." From the very beginning, our story has been the story of God shining light exactly where it is the most dark. All those stories in the Old Testament, slavery in Egypt, wandering for two generations, homeless in the wilderness, carried off to exile in Babylon, those dark, dark times, that's when God intervened. Stories in the New Testament, the crucifixion of Jesus, the destruction of the temple, the evil power of the Roman Empire, the persecution of the early church. It was just one experience of darkness and chaos after another. When the Gospels describe Jesus casting out demons and healing people, he wasn't just being a nice guy. He was going up against the very forces of darkness and chaos, and they were afraid of him. Because our story is that when that darkness gets loose, when that chaos unravels in our lives or in the world around us, that's God's specialty. God shines with light. We don't notice it when things are fine. You don't see the stars during the day. But when things are dark, that's when we see that God always shines light into this world. And the secret that needs to not be so secret is that God does not just change things so that we will feel good. God doesn't just help us endure the darkness. God changes the darkness. Light transforms the darkness, not for us, but with us. We are the ones that God chooses to be light in the world. So when darkness comes about, when that darkness falls, sometimes there's shock, sometimes there's despair. And our tradition says, absolutely, there's deep grief. Feel it and then move on, because you are the light. That's how God shines light in the world, by sending us. That's why we're here. And that's why God created the church. God did not create the church to make people feel good. That's why God created kites and ice cream. God created the church to be light in darkness. So of course there's darkness. That's why we're here, to shine with that light. And golly, does this world ever need the church to shine with light. There's a lot of hurt in this world. There's a lot of meanness in this world. There's a lot of despair and fear in this world. And rolling our eyes isn't going to help. God gives us light to shine. That scripture we read from Colossians. We don't just inherit light as a present that we put on the shelves. We inherit light that shines in us. And God sends us to shine in the darkness. The prophet Isaiah, God says, I'm giving you as a light to the nations. Jesus says, you are a light for the world. And the world needs a church that's shining. The world does not need a bridge club. It needs a church that will shine in the darkness. When there is injustice, the world needs a church that has something to say about that. When there's meanness, the world needs a church that has something that it will do about that, and not just sit in silent consent. That's why we have that Black Lives Matter sign. Because black lives are being discriminated against, and we're not going to shut up about that. It doesn't mean that all lives don't also matter, but all lives are not being discriminated against. Black lives are.
I think you're on the wrong track.
Thank you. Talk to Jesus about it. Black lives matter.
All lives matter, not just black. All lives matter.
Did I say they don't?
Sign don't belong there because I don't go along with that. All lives matter.
And since all lives matter,
I will continue coming here. But if that sign stays there, I'm out of here.
You want us to be quiet about discrimination?
That's not discrimination.
Are blacks discriminated against?
You determine.
Carl, are blacks discriminated against?
Listen.
I'm listening.
All lives matter.
Absolutely.
That's the important thing. So stop changing words. Okay.
I won't change any words.
No, because I know that Jim Coleman came here upset. And evidently he talked to you.
Yep.
The sign is still there. He's gone. So I hope all the do-gooders come up with the catch that he is not going to give you. And all the things that he's done here, I'm afraid it was done for nothing. You know, I didn't expect him to get any praise or anything. He did it because he loved this church.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Then it was not for nothing. It was for love.
I'm sorry. I'm not a person who does this, but that sign really crossed me.
Troubles you.
And that sign should say, all lives matter. You know, and you throw in a little words over here to make it right, but it's not right. That sign is visible to a lot of people, and that, I don't know if that's the general congregation of this church. You should have asked these people whether or not they want Black Lives Matter or whether or not all lives matter.
All lives do matter. It's true.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm the only one that's got the power to get up.
Can we have both?
We have. If you say all lives, that's everybody.
Yep.
It's not any discrimination.
No, you are wrong. All lives matter is the code words
for discrimination.
No.
And it is carnal. It is. You look at many of the people who support that phrase and what they have stood for. It is wrong.
Let me tell you, if that's important, that should be in front of your house, not in front of my house here.
I'll tell you what. Carl,
yes.
I want you to know this. I love you. And you're important to me. We will disagree. Yes, it is. It annoys you deeply. So I want to talk with you more about that. I do.
It's not going to change anything. I mean, Jim Coleman came and talked to you about it, and he's left the church. How can that happen?
People make choices. But I want you to know, you're important, and you belong. It's true.
I love this choir.
Absolutely.
That's one of the things that keeps me coming here.
I will hold you in prayer, and we'll talk. The hard thing is that sometimes you have to say what some people don't want to hear. God does not need a church that's silent. We might have to struggle with what to say and how to say it. And it'll be a struggle. Carl and I will have some conversation. But there is a way that we are given light to shine, no matter what, to keep shining that light. And sometimes the light reveals stuff that we don't want to see. But we still have to shine the light. There will come a time when you will see the darkness come really close. In the last 2 weeks, there's been an incredible increase in hate crimes, in incidents of harassment and threatening and intimidation, accompanied by Trump Nation language, as if to say, this is okay. I can be mean to you. Hundreds of reported incidents. We don't know how many unreported. And we can feel at a loss. We can feel afraid. We can feel like we can feel shaken. I will tell you what to do. Go stand with the person who's being hurt. Just stand with them. Talk to them. Tell them that you care about them, that you respect them, that you're glad that they're here. You don't have to deal with the bully. Just connect with the person who's being hurt, because they need you to be light when the darkness closes in. Now, I'm saying that for two reasons. One is that it's a good tactic. If it is the situation, it lets other people around know that bullying will not be tolerated. It lets the bully know that they can get away with it. They're going to have to work at this. Most importantly, it expresses love to somebody who's being hurt. But here's the most important thing. It forces you to receive the light that you shine with. Because here's the real reason that you stand up with somebody who's being a bullied, who's being bullied. Because you've been bullied. Maybe by somebody out there. But certainly by all those voices inside. You've been harassed by guilt that tells you that you're not good enough. You've been intimidated by shame that says there's something wrong with you. You've been threatened by the belief that your voice doesn't matter, doesn't count, your pain isn't real. And every single time, Jesus came and stood with you and said, I care about you. I respect you. You matter. We have been given this light in our darkness. And that's the light with which we shine in this world. We will not stay silent. We will reach out to those who are being hurt, and we will name the hurt. We will bear light where there's darkness, not just because we're politically involved, but because that's how God saves us, by standing with us. When we say, Jesus, remember me in your kingdom, we are asking to join Jesus on the cross, to stand in solidarity with those who suffer, trusting that there is the sovereign of the universe who stands with us. And that is the passion that makes us shine in all darkness. Darkness that we don't just endure, we transform. Even in the deepest darkness. It's good news. Will you pray with me? God, we open our hearts to your peace. We open our hearts to receive your light, that it will fill us. Your healing and your courage. Help us to see. Help us to shine with your light. God of grace, we thank you for your peace that passes human understanding. We thank you for the incredible love of your Son Jesus, who stands with us in our troubles, who dies for us on our crosses, and invites us to join him. So we pray for the blessings, the grace to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, to listen for your voice, for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.